Greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your speaker today is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and I hope now to proceed a little further with what we called your attention to in our last broadcast. We spoke a little of the longest word in the Bible, and I hope all of you listening in today heard that message too. And in case you didn't, we shall point out that the longest word in the Bible is that word eternity. And of course, you're going to spend eternity. And by the way, I'd like to just say one word about that and correct myself there. The brother Rogers, who frequently speaks over the air on the Good News Hour, has pointed out to us that there is no such thing as spending eternity. It can't be spent. You will be spending it, but it cannot possibly be spent. And so I'd like to remind my hearers of that today. Listen, that eternity is so long that it cannot possibly be spent. You will be spending eternity. And of course, you have the choice as to whether or not it's going to be in heaven with the redeemed of the Lord or with fiends in despair. Now, of course, we believe in election. We believe in predestination. But listen, we certainly further believe that the gospel is a whosoever gospel. Him that cometh to me, says the Lord Jesus, I will in no wise cast out. And so, after all, there is human responsibility, notwithstanding the fact that our God is sovereign. Now shall we pass on to the next thought. We pointed out, for instance, the longest word in the Bible that was found in the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 57. Now I want you to turn and read the whole chapter. And then the shortest word in the Bible is found in the second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 6, where he says in verse 2, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." I want to say considerable about that in just a moment. But the next thought we passed on to you was the sweetest word in the Bible, and I have no hesitation in saying that the sweetest word is our Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the next sweetest words is the word C-O-M-E, come. But no doubt the sweetest word is Jesus. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Ah, we sing, there is a name I love to hear. I love to speak its worth. It sounds like music in mine ear, the sweetest name on earth. And that name is none other than Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And then finally, the saddest word in the Bible, and we may say something about this later on, is the word depart. You know, partings are practically always sad occasions, especially if it's our loved ones. We certainly feel so hesitant and so reluctant when it's a question of departing from them. Of course, sometimes it has to be. There's a needs be, as we say. Now then, shall we say a little about the shortest word in the Bible? What is the shortest word in the Bible? Well, did we not read to you or quote to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2? It says, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted in the day of salvation." Now, it's the day of salvation. And then he says, "Behold, now," the shortest word in the world and the shortest word in the Bible, sure, in point of time, is that little word, N-O-W, now. Now is the accepted time, and now is the day of salvation. Now, would you mind if I would just elaborate a little bit on that word, now? For instance, if you turn to the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, and I think perhaps about in chapter 5, although I'm going to refer to one or two other passages, but in chapter 5 and verse 10, we read, "Much more than being now justified." I think that's wonderful. And you know that word justified means to stand before God as though I had never committed an offense. To stand before God cleared from all my guilt and all that's against me, so eternally erased that it could never possibly be brought up again. Think of it then, will you? And did you notice too that the scripture says, "Much more than being now, weigh that word well, being now justified by his blood," or that is to say, in the power of his blood, "we shall be saved from wrath through him." Now I shall merely quote the next one because the time would not permit me to turn to it. But if you were reminded to turn to the epistle of Paul, to the Romans chapter 8, and reading at that very first verse, you know what you would read? You'd read a verse that goes like this. There is therefore now. Just think of it. Now. There is therefore now. Not to when we get to the judgment bar of God and then stand before Him and hear the sentence, either a sentence of doom or a sentence that salvation is ours and we're going to be on the side that will share the glories and triumphs of His grace. Far, far be the thought. It says, therefore, being N-O-W now. Ah, yes, I don't expect to be justified in 5 minutes from now, in a week from now, in a month from now, in a year from now. I know there are. And there may be some listening in who have had thoughts and exercise along that line, and you've been saying, now I've heard you speak about men and women being justified, that is to say, standing in God's presence or standing before His holy eye, as though they had never sinned, their sins gone, their guilt forever removed, eternally removed, and my, how I would long, and I rejoice to know that. And when it comes to me, then I'd like to appropriate. Now listen, salvation, the salvation of God is come. Now look, right where you are, right N-O-W now. I do not say, give me just a little longer, for the world seems now so bright. When I feel that I am dying, I'll be saved, but not now, not tonight or not today. Don't say that. But right N-O-W now, right this split second, whatever your thoughts and exercises have been in the past, whatever problems have been weighing upon your mind or facing you, and your sins may loom up before you mountains high, we want you to know that right now, N-O-W now, you could be justified in the power of and all the value of His precious, precious blood. And then we want you to know that right here and now, there is therefore, that is of course because of what He has accomplished, what He has done, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now in the closing moment or so, I want to get as close as I possibly can to you. You know, what we proclaim to you from day to day and the message we give is not, so to speak, a sort of an ideal or a utopia, something that you wish were possible, something that you long may be yours and have hoped may be yours. No, no. We're telling you upon divine authority, upon the authority of God's precious, holy, unchangeable word, whatever your past has been, whatever your present is, whatever your exercises have been, you could be brought into the place right now, justified before God, and right now in Christ Jesus and beyond judgment scenes forever and forever. Now very quickly, will you let me remind you of something precious in the epistle to the Romans chapter 3 and about verse 25. Whom God has set forth, that is to say His Son, to be a propitiation or a mercy seat through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Now that of course in a special way referred to Israel. But I have something now, and I'm sure I can say God has something for you right here and right now. And will you listen to it? Listen, be all ears. To declare, I say, at this time. Maybe we couldn't say that in 2 years from now or 5 years from now. Maybe we couldn't say it to you next month. But listen. To declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. Oh, sinner, why not believe it? Why not take Him at His word? Why not say to Him, yes, Lord Jesus, I take my place before You. I'm the sinner. You're the Savior. You have provided salvation, and You're offering salvation to me. And according to Your word, it's without works, it's without money, it's without price. It's costly to You, but it's a free gift to me. And I, therefore, right now, at this time, sitting by my radio, or wherever you may be busying yourself, Let this word reach your hearts, and friends, it will bring to you salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, we're waiting to get a line from you, and if you'll just drop a card to Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas, we assure you a prompt reply to any of the questions or problems that may be troubling you. God bless you for his great name's sake. Amen.